still want to go on. And like I said, I know it's a holler in there. I bet it's one right now, but I'm not going to do it to you because I see the look.
I was just going to say, don't you keep on talking because I'll holler right here because God is good.
Saturday, March 24th, you got to get your tickets now, Brother Tyrone Roy, Miss Ruby. It's TNR Entertainment, the Two Wings Gospel Explosion. It's going down. Paul Poor and the Christian has redeemed. Unlimited Brothers. Ron Land Concert Supremes is going down. You don't want to miss this. Hosted by the Queen herself, Miss Evelyn Turrentine, A.G., and Bishop Richard Frank. It's going down. I'm telling you, New Bethel, it won't be the same because there's so much power in one house. Oh, my God. Get ready. She's coming from the Motor City. The God did it, ladies. Coming to host this one. And like she said, before it's over, she going to holler. Well, Mama, we thank you for your time. Before we go, any words of inspiration, anything, just tell everybody what's on your heart before we go.
Well, I'd just like to say to everybody, this is a good day. It's a day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice because he's given us the choice. You may not be happy, but you ought to have some joy. If you got Jesus, you got some joy, no matter what the situation, what the circumstances. So I'm saying to you, if you can't shout because of your situation, shout because God loves you. Shout because Jesus is yours and because he loves you. So I say to you today, look up, be encouraged, and know that somebody loves you because I love you and God does too.
All right. God bless you, Mom. We out of here. All right, Tanya. 88.1 KYT. Got to go, y'all. Love you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
No need to worry.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkle of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkler's on the airway.
Come that we may hear from you a word of faith, a word of hope, a word of love, a word of joy, a word of encouragement. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for this precious moment right now. Now, Lord, thou art a potter, I am the clay. Yield and steal then my mighty hand. Have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Give me preaching power that I may proclaim thy word, thy will, and thy way to thy people. In the precious, glorious, magnificent name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Yes. Jesus, is good. And he's good all of the time. Evangelist Lavallee, to Minister Robinson, to the officers and members of this great church, God's church, Mount Olive Baptist Church. It is indeed a blessing just to be present. Amen. I have heard Arthur sing, but I have not heard him sing that song like he sang it this morning. He had a little more with it this morning. I thought he was going to keep on going. He started singing Amazing Grace. I said, well, amen. I pray one of these Sundays that we can record him and this choir at least 30 minutes worth of singing. Amen. Called me from over around, I think, make no mistake, that was Natchez, Mississippi, a few weeks back. And she heard the broadcast and she heard the choir and she wanted that CD. And I think that particular CD had about 3 songs on there. And so music can minister to people also. It can do that also. I just want to lift up a thought this morning for us, the book of Joshua.
Yes, sir.
The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, but I'm just going to read verse 5. And as the late Dr. Cecil Clark would say, when you have the time, read the entire chapter 1 of Joshua. And the word of our Lord says, no man shall be able to stand before you all of the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. May God bless the reader and hearer of his divine word. What I'm about to say is not good grammar, but I'm using this topic in order to get your attention. And I know that it's not proper in what I'm going to say, but it is not out of the ordinary now. But I wanted to get your attention. Shake hands with your neighbor and say, neighbor, God got your back. I know I ought to say God has your back, but for emphasis, I'm saying God got your back. Growing up, and I've experienced it since I've been grown, we young men would get into something, and one of us would tell the other one, go on, man, I got your back. I got you, go on. I'm with you, man, go on. And you go on, and you look back, and he's gone. But God is not like that. This verse here, verse 5, it says, no man shall be able to stand before you all of the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. And what God is saying to Joshua is, I got your back, son. From this day forward, you saw how I was with Moses. You know what happened with Moses. And just like I was with Moses, I'm with you. And just like God was with Moses, with Joshua, with Jacob, Abraham, God is with you, my darling, and God's got your back. As this book opens, Moses, the great leader of the Israelites, has died. The great emancipator of the Hebrews led them out of Egypt. He's dead now. And Joshua has been appointed to lead the nation of Israel into Canaan, the promised land. Now, 40 years of wandering in the wilderness is over. Young people, those that's not so long, how long have you been wandering in the wilderness of sin, wilderness of disobedience, wilderness of lost hope, wilderness of disappointment, wilderness of disillusion? God is calling you this morning and saying, come out from among them that are on dope and have no hope. Those that may be bullying you, peer pressure, young people, God is saying, come out, because I got your back. Israel is about to take possession of the land God had promised Abraham in Genesis 12 and 7, and also Moses. Remember now, this is a new generation. The old generation is gone. Only Caleb and Joshua is a part of this new group. And my brothers and my sisters, back when you look at verse 1 and 2, it said, Moses is dead, my servant. Moses is dead. Now, Joshua, you must arise and go over to this Jordan. And all of the peoples, the land that I'm giving you, children of Israel. Now, 30 days of mourning is over. But it seemed like Joshua is still mourning. Also, you know, when a pastor passed, we do 30 days of mourning. That's where we get that from. We vacate. That began to stop now, but we vacate the pulpit. Nobody enters the pulpit for 30 days, but rope it off. And after 30 days, then services resume. But now, you must understand that Joshua has already distinguished himself as a man of faith and courage. For it was Joshua and Caleb that were the minorities that brought the report back. If the Lord is with us, we can take them. But others say we look like grasshoppers before those giants. But these two say we can do it. We can take the land. Showing folks faith in God. As I said to us this morning, faith in God is trusting God no matter what the circumstances look like. I'm trusting God to bring me through, to bring me out, or whatever I'm facing. Here now, you must understand that Joshua must take the baton of leadership now. But mind you now, God have already spoke to Moses back in Deuteronomy and Numbers and told him to prepare Joshua to take his place. And in the church today, everybody that has a position ought to be training somebody else to take your place. Because we're on our way out of here. The young people that we have in this church, and I hear Anna crying out to help bring them back together, we ought to be training them to take our place. It takes effort to do it, energy, time. We're on our way out. What's going to happen to Mount Holly if we don't touch these kids to take our place? What's going to happen to the brotherhood if we don't get these young men to singing, per se? What's going to happen to the mission department if we don't get the young ladies involved? What's going to happen to Manana as a whole if we don't touch their line? Because we are leaving here.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, we are.
Now, Deuteronomy verse 34, it says, now Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid hands on him. He had prepared Joshua for the journey that was standing before him.
Yes, sir.
And we as parents, teachers, ministers, grandparents, Christians, we must prepare this generation by precepts and example, doctrine and duty, principle and practice. They learn more by what they see than what they hear. What we say in their ears, they ought to see it with their eyes.
Yes, yes, yes.
But they're not going to get there just on their own.
No,
we as a whole has to help shape and mold. He said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he get old, he will not depart. He'll remember the seed that been planted. Well, to hold you too long, how can we do that, Rev? I'm glad you asked.
Yes,
there are three characteristics that we can see in the life of Joshua. Mm-hmm. God called him.
Yes,
God charged him. And God commanded him to lead his people across the Jordan River to the promised land. Look at Joshua's calling. Moses, my servant, is dead.
Yes,
now then, you rise up with the people and cross the Jordan into the land I'm going to give you. Now, Joshua, God kept saying, be strong and be courageous three times.
Yes,
sir. And I wondered why he kept saying the same thing over and over. He wasn't just saying it because he didn't have nothing else to say. But Joshua was going to have to be strong and courageous to face the task before him. And I come to tell you, Manala, you got to be strong and courageous to face the task before you. These young children got to be strong and courageous to face the task before them. And then that call was his purpose. And his purpose was to lead the Israelites across the Jordan to the promised land. God spoke to Moses from a burning bush. His purpose for Moses was to emancipate the Israelites out of Egypt bondage. When God called you, Manala, he gives you a purpose. Everybody in this church has a God-given purpose. It's just a matter of activating it and doing what God have called you to do. People, God, by faith to claim the opportunity he's given you. Claim your righteous place in the world. You can be all you God created you to be. And whatever you concede in your mind, you can achieve, young people. There's no excuse for none of the children that I'm looking at this morning not to become doctors, lawyers,
amen,
school teachers, chefs, whatever may be the case. You've got the opportunity, but so often we cry out what we don't have. Use what you got.
Amen.
Don't you know when you got God behind, when you, don't you know when you know God got your back? You don't have to worry about nothing. You don't have to let nothing stop you. Now, God didn't tell Joshua it was going to be hard to get across the Jordan. He just told him what he wanted him to do. It's at flood stage now. It's harvest. The water is going downstream. Too rough to go across. But God said, you see, when you trust God, he'll have you to do some stuff that don't make nobody no sense. He say, tell the priests, the Levites, to take the ark of covenant first.
Yeah.
As he stepped to the edge of the water.
Come on.
Just stand right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they touched the edge of the water backed up.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. It was going downstream. But when they touched just the edge, the water backed up in a heap, and they walked across on dry land. Faith in God is to do what God say do. You got faith in God, you obey God. If you got faith in God, you do what God says do. What the problem is, we listen to everybody but God. Listen at everybody but God. We listen at the newscast. What God say? God is in control. You ain't got to worry about Trump. God running this show. God got my back. I don't know about you. You ain't got to worry about the tax thing they done passed or whatever. Don't you see one by one they're falling? It's such a mess up there, they don't know which way they're going. That's what God did with Pharaoh. That's what God did with Pharaoh. Children don't want to cross the Red Sea, and Pharaoh got in there, they were back and going back and forth. That's what God did in the 20th chapter of Chronicles. First Chronicles, when Jehoshaphat began to pray and fast, and the armies began to kill each other. God is in control, and God got your back, my lady. You just trust God. Lord have called you not to be living a defeated life, not to struggle with sin, not to wander around in a spiritual wilderness. He has called you to a place of victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God called you. In that calling, you got a purpose. He says to him, be strong. And be of good courage. He had to be strong to lead Israel. And guess what? You got to be strong to live the Christian life.
Yes.
This word, be strong in me, you got to take a stand, my darling. To be strong and be of good courage, for this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their father to give them. So you got things you got to do, boy. But you got to be strong. One historian say it was 300,000 acres of land in the promised land. But because of disobedience, they only got 30 acres.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't do it God's way. You missing some blessings, my Lord. Because you won't do it God's way. You're missing some blessing because you won't obey God's word. You're missing some blessing because you won't spend time with God. Secondly, not only he called, but he charged Joshua. How was he to be strong and courageous? How are you to be strong and courageous? He said, you must observe to do according to the law. According to the word, which Moses, my servant, commanded you.
Yeah.
Are we sharing the word of God with our children, grandchildren, nieces? How often they see us reading the Bible? Do we read it with them? He's saying here that their prosperity is based on being obedient to the God of word, to the God, to the word of God and not stuff.
Yeah.
Just because you riding in a fine car, that don't mean you successful.
Amen.
If you didn't pay cash for it, you just got a car note. I got a buddy, he got a ring on every finger. And ain't now one of them real. They all quick country rings. But he got them on every finger, got his big medallion on his chest. Got two cars. He had four. Got rid of two of them. One of them, he can't even get no insurance on it. That's what he sees success in. But the word is saying that he was to observe, to do what Moses had instructed him in the word. And he wasn't to turn left nor right. And you will prosper wherever you go. Is that in your Bible? If you do what God's word say do, you will prosper. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the rings, the cars, the houses will be added unto you. Ain't nothing wrong with having stuff. Now, don't leave me talking about whatever. Don't want you to have nothing. I ain't say that. My God, you got to be poor to be a Christian. I didn't say that. But don't let the stuff possess you. You possess the stuff. Keep your priorities in line.
Yes, sir.
Because if your priorities ain't in line, you lose every one of them pieces of the stuff, you'll go crazy. And yeah, and when you get to that point, you'll be like, oh, Lord, what am I going to do now? Do what you've been doing. If you'd obey God, you'd have been all right.
Yeah.
Obey his word. And that stuff is temporary.
Yeah.
Study God's word. That's the right way to prosperity and success. You got to stand on God's promises.
Yeah.
He's promised you, Mount Olive. Lo, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Always.
Right.
He got your back, Mount Olive, to the end of ages.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm a present help in the time of trouble.
Yes,
I heard Paul say the other day, my God,
come
shall supply all of my needs. According to his riches in glory. I heard the psalmist say he will give you the desires of your heart if you obey his word. Hush away, he charged them to stay with the word. Charge them to meditate day and night on the word. Two times he tells them to observe. To do according to all that is written in it.
Yeah.
Not some of it.
Yes.
But all of it.
Yes.
Not a portion of it. But all that. You know what? If you just do what you know to do. If you just love.
Yes.
If you just forgive. I know you done read it somewhere in your Bible if you ain't tore it out. If I don't forgive you, the Lord ain't gonna forgive me. I know you done read that somewhere in your Bible if you ain't tore it out now. Love your enemy. I know you done read that somewhere. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I know you. Is that in your Bible? If you just do that, that'll work. He said, love. Hinges on what? On the word and the prophets. Love. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your spirit. Love him. And you can't love him till you love me. He's being charged to do the right thing. And he's saying you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. If you do what God say, do, my love. This church would grow if we would do what God say do.
Yes,
yes it would.
Yes.
If we would do what God says do. And let me say this. It's one thing to say you trust God.